Chapter 2, Lifestyle Solutions. Your children are God's wonderfully unique and immeasurably valuable creation. God gave them to you as a rich and great blessing. Psalm 127:3 says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him." It's God's purpose and plan for your life that these years of raising your children be filled with joy, wonder, and excitement. You don't have to let the trauma of ADD or ADHD ruin the blessings of these wonderful years. Let's take a look at some natural lifestyle solutions that can make all the difference to your family's sense of peace and joy. ADD and ADHD children are much brighter than they are able to demonstrate on tests and in the classroom. These youngsters are specially gifted with boundless energy and enthusiasm that can be harnessed and used to help them become extremely successful. Flexible and spontaneous, ADD kids are often extremely creative. The great inventor Thomas Edison demonstrated classic symptoms of ADD. Their gifts are endless. Children with ADD are very entertaining, with quick wits and super senses of humor. Many of them have a special tenacity that helps them to never give up. Winston Churchill, Great Britain's well-loved Prime Minister, had ADD and hyperactivity. He was known for his great tenacity during World War II. Individuals with ADD have a truly unique and unusual way of looking at the world. They usually are able to see the big picture rather than merely a small part. Individuals with ADD tend to be much more intuitive, which allows them to perceive the true motives and intentions of others. ADD children have their own truly unique way of thinking, behaving, and learning, and they possess incredible gifts and talents that can make them highly successful in life. Most physicians prescribe Ritalin to control the symptoms of ADHD. Nearly 85% of children with ADHD take Ritalin or similar drugs. Ritalin is an amphetamine-type drug that speeds up the metabolism of adults. However, this drug tends to have the opposite effect on children. According to the Merrow Report, a quarterly PBS documentary, by the year 2000, we'll be diagnosing and medicating 15% of our children, 8 million kids. According to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, Ritalin is considered a Class II drug and a controlled substance, a fact that is not widely known. Other drugs in this same category are cocaine, methamphetamine, and methadone. In many of today's classrooms, it is not uncommon for 25% of the students to be on Ritalin. The most common side effects of Ritalin are loss of appetite and muscle tics. A tic is any involuntary, regularly repeated, spasmodic contraction of a muscle. It may be a facial grimace or an involuntary movement of the head, hands, or arms. Other common side effects of Ritalin are insomnia, short-term growth retardation, anxiety, stomach aches, headaches, and Ritalin rebound. Rebound occurs when Ritalin wears off, and some children actually become even more hyperactive than they were before starting the medicine. Others may become depressed. Ritalin can be very helpful over the short term, but since it merely treats symptoms and does not address the root problems of the disease, you are better off to limit its use. Drug therapy improves ADD and ADHD symptoms in 75% of young people. However, I believe there are much safer methods that we will be discussing throughout this audiobook. There are more individuals with ADD in North America than in any other place in the world. This fact causes many psychologists to believe that environment